So a dog walks into a telegraph office. He says he wants to send a message. "Sure," says the clerk. "What's the message?" Dog replies, "Woof, woof, 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 woof." The clerk says, "Okay, but for the same price, there's enough room for one more woof." Dog wrinkles his brow and he says, "But that wouldn't make any sense." Good to see you. Well, maybe not. Can't see you. Good to let you hear from me. Yeah, that kind of makes sense. Yeah, let's go with that. As always, quick reminder that you can go to thatsafreebie.com and you can fill in a little form on there and send us any questions, talking topics, jokes. Kind of like the idea of jokes. I think I might start opening an episode with a joke or finishing an episode with a joke. Not too sure yet. I haven't 100% decided. You can also, as of now, send us an email at hello@thatsafreebie.com. Use either way, the form or the email, it really doesn't matter. The important thing is that I get feedback from you. This week, my main focus has been giving up coffee. And that sounds like a really crazy thing to be giving up because I do love coffee. I definitely drink way too much coffee, though. And the main reason I decided to give coffee up was because I've been recently getting a lot of headaches, feeling very tired on my days off, which I know sounds counter what coffee is supposed to do, but I started to get the feeling that I was drinking so much coffee that I was becoming dependent on the little buzz that it gives, and thus not getting the buzz anymore. So how's it gone? It's been a week now. For the first, I think, 3 days, I didn't have any coffee, which was quite good. And sure enough, I started to feel a bit more awake throughout the day. I wasn't as grumpy, which is always nice, right? I then broke down on the, I think, fourth day, and I had a cup of coffee. I say broke down. I actually just forgot that I'd given up coffee and went and bought a coffee, and I got halfway through it and realised that I should have been drinking it. Interestingly, though, I was quite hyper after it, and, you know, I'm a pretty hyper person as it is. So, yeah, that was fun. I definitely saw the benefit of the coffee. So I think from now on, I'm going to go the path of reducing my intake of coffee. Maybe not having three before work in the morning is probably a good start. Maybe just, you know, bring it down to one, and we'll see how it goes from there. I will give you an update in a few weeks. So on the subject of sending things in, I know we weren't on that subject, but, you know, why not? It was at the start. I did mention that I'm going to start having jokes in the podcast because I absolutely love a really good or bad, however you think about it, dad joke, or just a good bad joke. That I'm pretty cool with that. So please feel free to send them in and I'll read them out. I'll probably just do one a week or one every couple of weeks, depending on how many we get. Do just remember, though, you know, it's inappropriate to make a dad joke if you're not a dad. It's a faux pas,